Hi, good morning. This is Julie Cerrone, and I'm coming to you today from Herzliya, Israel. Miss Billy and her son Terry and Lynn and Isaac are all traveling today. They're flying. So she asked me to do the prayer call today. And I just wanted to give you a little feedback about being in Israel right now. My husband and I'll introduce myself for those of you who don't know. I'm Julie Cerrone, and my husband, Ethan, Billy, has asked to build her project here in Israel in Migdal. We live in Fort Worth, Texas, and we go to Pastor George and Terry's church, Eagle Mountain International Church. And we have a 17-year-old son and a 20-year-old daughter who lives here in Israel, and she's going to international school here in Herzliya, studying government. And Herzliya, the name of the town that that we're in today and where my daughter lives, is named after the father of Zionism, Theodore Herzl. So it's a really beautiful city. It's about 20 minutes north of Tel Aviv. We're about 5-10 minutes from the Mediterranean Sea. And we are here post-tour, touring with Billy, and just living like locals, driving around in a rental car, going to the grocery store, the bank, restaurants, the beach, and just soaking up Israel from a different perspective. The tour, I wanted to say hello to anybody who's on this call that was just with us on the tour. Here in Israel for 10 days. It was an amazing, amazing tour, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later, but it was such a blessing to be in the land and to get to meet new people and to see Israel through first visitors' eyes is an amazing, amazing thing to witness people discovering Israel. So this morning, I have some direction from Miss Billy, some things to pray about. But before we get to those, I want to follow her pattern of, I think we're going to pray a little, talk a little, pray a little. So I'm going to start out with the first of all, and then we'll take our seat of authority. And then I'd like to pray for Miss Billy and her traveling. So this morning, join me in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass quiet, undisturbed lives. For such praying is good and right and is pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior. And so, Father, we come to you this morning, and we just lift up our President Donald Trump and our Vice President Mike Pence. Father, we ask that you would speak through their minds, to speak through their vocal cords. Lord, we ask that you would show yourself strong to these men. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen them in the inner man, Lord, that they would be strengthened with your power. And, Lord, that you would surround them with right counsel, godly counsel. You would strengthen them, Lord, and use them as men of your right hand. That you would use them to bring justice for our nation, Lord, and justice for the world. And, Father, we also lift up Bibi Netanyahu today. Lord, we ask for the same things surrounding Benjamin Netanyahu, Lord, that you would surround him with the right counsel. That you would just, your Holy Spirit would rest in his residence, would surround him, would give him wisdom, would bring right counselors around him, Lord, to make right decisions for Israel. So, Lord, we just lift up our leaders. We plead the blood of Jesus over our president, our vice president, the cabinet, everybody that has to do with making laws and decisions where the United States is concerned. Lord, we thank you that our nation lines up with the word of God and with the will of God, Lord, and that the United States is a sheep nation. And, Father, we also take our seat of authority this morning. According to Ephesians 1, we ask, Father, that you would grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, into the deep and intimate knowledge of him, by having the eyes of our hearts flooded with light so that we can know and understand the hope to which he's called us and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. And so that we could know and understand the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your power in and for us who believe, as demonstrating in the working of your mighty strength, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion in every name that is named, every title that can be confirmed, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he's put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, who makes everything complete and fills everything everywhere with himself. Thank you, Lord, that you made us alive when we were dead by our trespasses and sins. But God, so rich is he in mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us, even when we were dead by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive in fellowship and union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself and the same new life which he quickened him. It is by grace, his favor, and mercy, which we did not deserve, that we are saved and made partakers of Christ's salvation. He raised us up to sit together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere, by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable riches of his free grace, unmerited favor, and his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. So we take our seat of authority. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being seated in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that when you seated Jesus, you seated us. And from this place, we rule and reign in our dominion. We rule and reign over the things, Lord, that you've given us to rule and reign over. We rule and reign over the things, Lord, that you have placed us above. And that includes the kingdom of darkness. So we take authority over the kingdom of darkness, every demonic and satanic force, every name that can be named. And we say, you are bound from operating on this prayer call, bound against operating against Billy Brim Ministries, the Migdal Arbel Project, Israel, or anything that pertains to this ministry and the work that God has called Miss Billy to do. And, Lord, we thank you for Miss Billy. We thank you, Lord, for all that she gave out, all the richness of the teaching and the wisdom that she poured out these last couple of weeks, Lord, and we just ask for a time of rest and relaxation and refreshing for her and her family. We ask you for traveling mercies. Lord, we ask you for favor for her with the airline, that they get the best seats, they get the best treatment, Lord, that you go before them and make every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. I thank you, Lord, that you are out ahead of them, and you're the God that sees ahead and prepares, and that they, when they get home, Lord, that they just seamlessly just break back into their lives in Branson, Lord, that it's an easy transition, and Billy doesn't even miss a step, Lord, that there is just a grace on her for this season and this travel, in Jesus' name. So, the other things I wanted to talk with you about today, the things that Billy would have us to pray for, I don't know if all of you have seen her blog that she put out this week, but she did list some prayer points for Migdal Arbel, the prayer and study center that she is building on the Sea of Galilee. And so I'm going to read through those prayer points, maybe explain them a little bit, and then talk about some other things, and then we will get to praying about those things. The first one is a quick and easy approval on June 21st from the Migdal Council for Building Plans. The Migdal Council has, we've been going back and forth with them, and they have we gave them plans and they said, okay, this looks good, but we need this, and could you do this, and could you add this? And so Billy is on the schedule for June 21st in the Migdal Council, and we're looking for a big green light to move ahead, and that there's no more, nothing else required for them to move us forward. The second thing is a no factor attitude as far as the expiration date goes for zoning. So there was a zoning date scheduled based on when this all started, and they want to see that people are working towards their projects and they're making progress so that the zoning doesn't expire. And it is the architect's feeling that is because it's the Migdal Council that has been asking us to do things and has been creating some of the delay, that that should not be an issue as far as zoning goes. But we'll be praying about that, but that is just, as Billy said, a no-factor attitude. Thirdly, additional money to come into the Migdal account. I don't know how many of you have seen the drawings, have seen the renderings of what the plan will look like, but essentially it's a first main building that we're starting to build on, which will cost $4 million to build. That includes the main building, it's 10 rooms as far as sleeping rooms, it's study rooms, kitchen, it's a library, it's a lobby, it's meeting spaces for when groups come. And we currently have $2.1 million towards that first building, and so we need $2.7 million to finish and furnish that first building. In addition to that, there are four villas, I believe, is that right, Ethan? Four villas that also are part of the master plan, and those four villas will house, for instance, prayers, tour groups, Jewish groups could rent them out, and those villas cost about $1 million apiece. So that is the third thing that we're talking about and praying about today, is that the funds necessary to build Migdal would come in without delay. And I'm actually happy to be able to talk to you about that, because I know that Miss Billy loves to preach and to teach, and she doesn't really so much enjoy talking about money. So I actually want to talk to you about money today, but from a little bit different perspective. Some of you know that Ethan and I came to on a Billy tour in 2008. And I know many of you on this call are really, really believing God and have it on your faith list to come to Israel. And I just wanted to share a small part of our story with you because it pertains to this. So we had gone to a Billy Graham conference, and I had heard Billy talk about going to Israel probably starting in 2004, and knew that I just had to go, and I had to go with Billy. And so my husband and I started to believe God for this trip for our family of four to go to Israel. And we were believing for $16,000 at the time for the four of us to go. And the way that the Lord instructed, what he instructed us to do, I just want to kind of give you as a blueprint. And obviously ask the Lord, because sometimes people try to copy what somebody else does without asking God, is this what I should do? And they are disappointed with the results. But I also know that God is no respecter of persons. And if he does it for one person, that he'll do it for others. So the first thing that we did in 2004 or 2005, I believe, is we sowed a seed into the Migdal Ardel project. And so I would encourage you today to ask the Lord what he would have you give towards this project, Maybe you give it individually, maybe your business gives it, maybe you take it to your church, maybe you have a group that you're involved in. But ask the Lord what you could do to sow a seed into Migdal. The second thing that we did was find scriptures that the Lord gave us to stand on, because we needed faith that God's word was behind what we were believing for. And actually, not the first trip we were believing for, but a different one. I was going to share with you one scripture for those of you who are believing God for a trip to Israel. I have a great scripture, and so get your pen ready. It is Psalm 84:5 in the New Living, and it says, "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their mind on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem." And so if you can find it in the Word, you can have it. And so I encourage you, ask the Lord, what scripture would you have me stand on? How can I believe and stand in faith for this Israel trip? The other thing I would say is being a part of this prayer call. Is every week that you're adding your supply, and it's so important to this call. You're sowing seed into Israel, and God is the master accountant, and He sees and knows all of that. Fourthly, I would say stand firm and water your seed with your words. Don't allow discouragement to come in. Don't talk about how you can't afford it. Don't talk about how everyone else gets to go and you don't get to go. Talk about the faithfulness of God. Talk about what the Word says. Talk about what His promises are to you and to Israel. And really, really believe God for this trip. For us, it's a longer story than I have time to share today, but the Lord had us to stand until the week before the trip. And we had told our jobs that we were going. We had told the kids' school that we were going. We had packed suitcases. We'd gone shopping. But we had, as far as everybody in our lives knew, we were going to Israel. The only people that didn't know that we didn't have tickets was us and our parents. But God is faithful, and we refused to seek anything other than the Word. And a few days before the trip, my husband received an inheritance from his grandmother that got automatically deposited in our bank account, and we were able to go, bought tickets, and flew the next day. So I share that with you to encourage you that if it looks impossible, if you can't see how God could do it, if you will get in faith, if you will use the Word, if you will sow seed, if you will be faithful, then God is faithful to perform His Word. Amen. So the other thing that I just wanted to encourage you about that is that these trips to Israel with Miss Billy Brim are life-changing. I was sitting on the bus one day, and we were riding around on the bus, looking out the window just about a week ago, watching the land of Israel unfold in front of us, you know, driving by the Sea of Galilee, driving by the Dead Sea, driving through the Judean wilderness, and looking over, and here's Miss Billy. She's teaching and explaining Bible prophecy as it's literally flying by your window. It really doesn't get any better than that. And so even if you've gone on an Israel tour with somebody else, I would encourage you to go on a Billy Brim Israel tour. She really is the master of Israel tours. And, you know, this week we went to the Dead Sea. We went to Judea and Samaria, which the world calls the West Bank. We spent time at the Sea of Galilee on the Migdal property. We went to the synagogue in Migdal, which is 5 minutes from Billy's property. And this is a synagogue that they know that they know that they know that Jesus would have taught in. We went to the Lebanon border, the Syrian border. we saw the fighting in Syria. You can hear the explosions and see the smoke and the fighting between Assad, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the rebels. And Billy's teaching was so really rich and amazing. Literally, I was watching her, and I just had the thought that wisdom and knowledge drip from the mouth of this woman, and what an honor it was to be able to be taught and trained by her. We also, of course, went to Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. I know Billy wrote a blog about the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, but that was really, I think, a world-altering event. So that said, I think we're gonna flip into praying for these three Migdal prayer points. So join me with that, and here we go. So, Father, as the broke man to breaking, and the do the rabba hasti, and do la braki pay, O regima antavote, O rabasa, answers, Lord. O regiba stikina, answers, Father. O quick and easy answers. O rikimandadege, O rabesta bondalevo kushte. We plead the blood of Jesus over this Migdal council. O rabasa, we release ministering spirits in that meeting on June 21st. Oro boro kobo so loroko, ebro kinemanze kelebo sebarai. Oh, we bind up any satanic or demonic force that would try to influence the minds or the hearts of those council members, and we command you to cease and desist your operations in Jesus' name. We dispatch ministering spirits to garrison and guard the boundaries and the borders of the Migdal Arbel Project in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have favor. We have favor with the council. We have favor with the zoning board. Lord, I thank you that Pastor George Pearson has taught us about what your favor will do. Your favor makes us successful at whatever we're doing. I thank you, Lord, that this Migdal Arbel Project and Billy Brim are successful. They're successful. They fulfill the perfect plan of God for their lives. The favor of God, Lord, we're asking you to open up doors of opportunity and promotion. Opportunity, Lord, opportunities for Billy, opportunities for this project, Lord, the fullness of your desire for this project. Lord, there's a reason why the enemy has fought this project. So we push past the enemy's scope, and we say he's a defeated foe. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, Lord, but we're asking you for the fullness of the blessing on the Migdal Arbel Project. We ask you, Father, that you restore everything the devil has stolen. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing the impossible when it doesn't look possible, Lord, but that you can do things that that put this project at the perfect timing that you need it to be. Lord, it doesn't have to look like what the construction manager or the architect or the committee thinks that it should look like or the time frame that it should happen in. Lord, we're believing you and asking you for your supernatural intervention in this project, and that no weapon fashioned or formed against it would prosper in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Lord, that you increase the value of Migdal. Lord, I thank you that the amount that this project is worth is growing and growing, Lord. I thank you that this area is prospering, and I believe the area is prospering because we're in it. Lord, we thank you that you build up around this project everything that Migdal Arbel is going to need, whether it's restaurants and gas stations and tourist sites, Lord, that you would uncover biblical artifacts, all the things that you desire, Lord, to be in this area. Lord, we just ask that you would work in Migdal, the town itself. Lord, we thank you for favor with the neighbors. We thank you for favor with the people that live around this project, Lord, that they would be excited to see it build, that they would be the biggest advocates of this project, Lord, and that the local Jews would use this facility, Lord, when tour groups aren't there. Lord, we just ask that you would bless people for praying for Migdal. Bless the people on this call. Lord, we ask you for the money for this Migdal project to come in and to come in quickly. Lord, abesto gorebeste andolabra ebustiva. Avronge menchidila laya avropatista. Ondorobra kebostevo pola evrobatina bande. Andolopa. Enzavoki, and the low prekipa asti. O Rahamaseke, Lord, Abastekendo, do Rabeste. O money coming into the right hands. Oroku pastedada, for the purposes of God. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us to be a blessing, that you desire for us to be distribution centers. O Rigimense Brahato Dodora. O Lord, Weboto Karabasta. Oh, come the platform for Miss Billy to teach from. Oh, God, it's so important. Embrace the broad people. Oh, that they understand. Oh, Rababa Kasa, the place of Israel in your plan. The place of the church in your plan, Lord. And the place of the world in your plan. Oh, the prophetic nation. All of it, Lord. We thank you that Migdal Arbel will be a platform for Miss Billy to teach and to preach the word of God and the prophetic word of God. Ezobromek esembre kabhara. O Rebecca, we dispatch harvesting angels. O Rebecca, for all the seeds that this ministry and the people have sown. O Igbrahi sipati. Andora brekimba dolopa. Indolokine manse brekebaya. Ezoboki tapasi. O Mbrakapa. Andolobra bikisi. O Lord, each one's part. That you would knit us together, Lord, in your framework. O briki pasav, what you want to do with this land and this people. O rigi bastotara. And o loma sekela. Lord, I thank you that money comes. Money comes from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And it's an easy thing. You lay it on people's hearts, Lord. I thank you that you give people dreams and visions about Billy Brim and about this project. I thank you, Lord, that you have this project in your heart and you gave it to Billy. Lord, I thank you that you knew from eternity the perfect time, the perfect season for this project to come into being, and you knew and you know those people who are to be involved in it. And so we call to each one. We call deep calls to deep. We prophetically speak over this project that there is no lack, that every need is met. Everything that is necessary for this project to move forward, every time we get to a deadline, we have more than enough than we need to move forward. I thank you, Lord, for your perfect plan, your perfect timing. We bless the architects. We bless the team that's working on this project. And we bless Miss Billy and her family and her ministry, Lord. We thank you that this building in Migdal is not at the expense of Billy Brim Ministries in Branson, Missouri. Lord, we thank you that that the blessing of the Lord is on both of these facets. Lord, that they're both built up together, and there's a strengthening, and there's an equipping, and there is a knowing, Lord, that they are touching the heart of God and an end-time plan that the Lord has for the United States and for Israel. And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to pray today. We thank you for these precious people who have joined this call. We ask for a blessing for each one on this call, for their heart's desire, for their trips to Israel, and that you would abundantly provide and bless them for blessing Israel. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you. Shalom, shalom from Israel. And I am guessing, I'm planning that Miss Billy will be back with you next Wednesday with more reports of everything that's been going on. But we bless you and thank you for your time and your supply. And shalom, shalom from Israel.